Happy Monday. We're talking Packers for a spell here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. New coach, new players, new philosophies. The Packers appear to be hitting their stride with a 7-1 record leading the NFC North. We're checking in mid-season as they beat the Kansas City Chiefs at Kansas City last night. Are you a Packers fan? Did you watch last night's game against the Chiefs? What do you think worked well for the Pack last night? We're at 800-642-1234. Caitlin Sharkey is a sports anchor and reporter for WITI Fox 6 News in Milwaukee. Caitlin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So 31-24, huh?
Yeah, it was an exciting game. We didn't expect a shootout, I don't think, with the Chiefs' backup quarterback, but that's what we got, and it was a good game for sure.
What did you learn about the Packers last night?
To me, what stuck out was the fact that they were leading. They lost. They allowed 17 unanswered points. You know, they kind of lost their momentum, and the way they responded, I think over the last couple seasons, the Packers had trouble doing that. You know, if they got down in the game, they wouldn't be able to respond. The defense was having issues. They wouldn't find a way to kind of come back, and that's exactly what they did. They rallied. Head coach Matt LaFleur called a heck of a game. Andy Reid's an outstanding coach, and it was kind of fun to watch those two kind of play this chess match of offenses going back and forth. But the way they responded, the way they used the offense, the way Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers kind of connected on a number of plays, it was exciting to watch for sure.
Where did you see them struggle or seem to struggle on the field?
To me, it was defensively. Their defense started so strong this season. It seemed to feel like they were in all the right places. They were ball hawks. They were tackling well. Last night, you saw a little of that kind of go away. They weren't tackling as well. But that's also a matter of Andy Reid and the Chiefs' offense, just the way they kind of figured out Mike Pettine's system for a while. Mm-hmm. But they got the takeaways that they needed. But defensively, yes, they needed to clean it up. There's a number of things I'm sure they'll look back on the tape and see that they can't have happen moving forward.
So Aaron Rodgers threw 3 touchdowns, more than 300 yards. How did he perform?
He's obviously an elite quarterback, but there's some of those games where you look at him and you're like, wow, that was really outstanding. He had a touchdown pass to Jamal Williams in the back of the end zone when it looked like he was going to throw the ball away, and he's falling down and he's kind of side-arming it. And it was just one of those vintage Aaron Rodgers moments where you're watching and you're like, how did he do that?
But vintage, I love it.
Yes, it's like, you know, you watch these plays and you're like, did he just do that? And head coach Matt LaFleur said after the game, that was the best throw he's ever seen live in person. And I think it's just a matter of Rodgers. Obviously, we all know he's an elite quarterback, but kind of finding his rhythm now in Matt LaFleur's offense. Week after week, they kind of get better because they're getting more comfortable. They're using more weapons. With the talent that he has, it's a positive connection for sure.
We're talking with Caitlin Sharkey. She's a sports anchor and reporter for WITI in Milwaukee. We've been taking stock of the Packers midway through the season. You can join in. What did you think went well for the Packers last night? Where do you see the team under pressure? Why did they win? Join in at 800-642-1234. Caitlin, the Packers have seen a bunch of injuries, though, to their wide receivers this year, leaving some sidelined or with less game time. How have you seen the Packers adjust?
I think that's been the most interesting part of it all, because Devontae Adams, their top receiver and one of the top receivers in the league, has now missed half of their games, which you think that would be such a devastating blow, and it is for sure, no doubt. But the fact that they've adapted and used their running backs in Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams to kind of fill that gap and that void and get creative has been really, it's been super productive for them, but also really fun to watch because those two are very dynamic. So just kind of watching Aaron Jones had 159 receiving yards last night for a running back and a number of touchdowns. And they went to him on the final play to kind of seal the victory. And I think that shows a lot of confidence in Matt LaFleur and just creativity on how they can use their players to kind of fill that void. Obviously, you always want Devontae Adams on the field anytime you can have him. But I think a number of others, Jake Kumerow, the Whitewater grad, he he also has kind of stepped into this role. So they have a number of weapons, and it's worked well for them. But I'm sure they're ready for Devontae to come back.
So here we are mid-season, Packers sitting at the top of their division in a really good spot to compete for playoffs. Is the team considered a real contender for the Super Bowl? What do you think?
I think it's tough to tell at this point. I think they couldn't be more happy with the start they've had. I think there was a lot of unknowns coming into this season, and the fact that they kind of have solidified their spot in the division, their schedule here on out doesn't look that tough, right? They're going to go to L.A. They shouldn't have any problem with the Chargers. Packer fans travel well to L.A., so that should feel like a home game. So I really think there's no signs of slowing down with this team. Of course, it's a long season, so it's hard to make those Super Bowl predictions because anything could happen from here to now. But I think if they continue to play the way they have been playing, I think it's only going to get better. I think defensively they need to clean a lot of things up, and their defense needs to be better if they want to be in serious Super Bowl talk.
Okay, so what teams could spell trouble for their playoff hopes?
Oh, man. I don't think there's any major. 49ers could be the big one. I think that's the one I look on my calendar and I go, okay, that's going to be a tough test because they've kind of established their spot in the division. The Chargers are having a down season. There's other teams that are the Panthers, you know, that they shouldn't be a challenge for them looking ahead. But 49ers are off to a hot start. That'll be an interesting game, and that could be a huge NFC matchup with playoff implications moving forward.
So Matt LaFleur must be feeling pretty good, though. What have you learned about his coaching style after watching him this first year?
I think to me it's that he had a plan coming in. He had a mindset. He had this idea of what he could do, what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, and he stuck to it. I think there's obviously learning curves, and there's going to be a little bump starting out in the season, but the way that he kind of brought his own flavor. He brought this new energy to the Packers, and I think that's something that they needed. They seem to be having more fun. They're more relaxed. Maybe it's because of his age. I don't know. It's one of those things where he just brings this, like, youthful energy to the team, and I think they needed that, and it's fun to watch. They're all smiley. It's fun to watch their dynamic between Aaron and Matt, like, just how close they seem to be, and they can razz each other a little bit. You can see on the sideline if things aren't going perfectly, but it's two competitive spirits going at it, and it's fun to watch.
So fans thought he would bring a different style for offensive strategy to the team. Has he done that?
I think so. I think the way that he's used the Packers haven't had a solid run game in a few seasons, a couple seasons now, if you could think about it. But the fact that he can use different weapons, I think, in the last couple seasons, Aaron Rodgers, it's fallen heavily on him and his arm and what he's able to do. And rightfully so, he's a MVP quarterback. But I don't think there was that much creativity in thinking about how he could use tight ends and running backs and receivers all as weapons for Rodgers. And I think LaFleur has done a great job of different play calls and just trying to figure out the best way to maximize Aaron's talents and also the talents that he has in the running back. I mean, those running backs are fourth and fifth round picks. You would never think they'd evolve to be such game changers, but he's kind of figured out a way to use them to their best capabilities.
All right, so look back on your calendar here. What are some big games coming up on the Packers schedule?
Oh, like I said, the 49ers for sure. I'm interested to see that one. Anytime they play in the division is always kind of interesting because anytime they play their division opponents again, it's always fun to figure out how it's going to shake out. And it's this season, you look at their schedule, a lot of people are like, oh, they could finish 14-2. That's a realistic finish for them because if things stay the way they do. But for me, it's the 49ers game for sure. The Chargers game, it'll be fun for them to see how much Packer fans travel. They shouldn't have any problem in LA, but they started the season at home a lot. And that was a big part of taking advantage of those games at home. They played 5 of 6 at Lambeau. So anytime they play in Green Bay, obviously is an advantage. So it should be smooth sailing, you would think, here on out. So look out for that.
Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Caitlin Sharkey is a sports anchor and reporter for WITI Fox 6 News in Milwaukee. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.